Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. And we just want to throw a reminder out there that if you have items to share with us on The Good Stuff, pretty easy to do that just by contacting kimhburge@gmail.com. That's kimhburge, B-U-R-G-E, at gmail.com. Just a reminder about your voice for ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture, all of that in the Tri-State Livestock News, offering all that and more every Saturday. No need to roam for information, just you, your coffee, and the latest in livestock news. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
And I hope you have this on your calendar. The annual Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo is coming January 26th through February 3rd in Rapid City, South Dakota. This is the largest trade show in the region featuring over 300 vendors. BlackHillsStockShow.com, they have events like no other. You just need to look them up. They've got cattle shows. They've got extreme bull riding. Bronx for breakfast. Don't miss the Boots and Beer Festival. Such a huge variety of events. And it's all going on at the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo.
Kim, what do you have to share starting things off on The Good Stuff today?
I've got a poem about trees.
Trees?
Yeah.
By Robert Frost?
No, but that's what I thought of too. It's actually by Elizabeth McKibben.
Okay.
And she's from Green Valley, Arizona, so I'm not exactly sure how this came into our stash of good stuff, but there were three trees from Miles City to Jordan. But one day a storm came through, a tree was struck by lightning, and that left only two. There were two trees from Miles City to Jordan, and I'll be a son of a gun. One of them got sick and died, and that left only one. There is one tree from Miles City to Jordan. This country for trees is the poorest. So they erected a sign right next to the tree, the Rock Springs National Forest.
Well, I know that we're getting a week now into the new year of 2024, but this is a recipe for a happy new year. I'm not exactly sure. It comes from a book called Leaves of Gold, but I'm not sure who wrote it. I wish I did. Take 12 fine, full-grown months. See that these are thoroughly cleansed from all old memories of bitterness, rancor, hate, and jealousy. Cut these months into 30 or 31 equal parts. This batch will keep for 1 year. Do not attempt to make more than one batch at a time. Too many people spoil the entire lot in this way. Prepare 1 day at a time as follows. Into each day, put 12 parts of faith, 11 parts of patience, 10 parts of courage, 9 of work. Some people omit this ingredient and spoil the flavor of the rest. 8 of hope, 7 of fidelity, 6 of open-mindedness, 5 of kindness, 4 of rest. Leaving this out is like leaving the oil out of the salad. Don't do it. 3 to say thanks, 2 for meditation, and 1 of well-selected resolution. If you have no conscientious scruples, add a teaspoonful of good spirits, a dash of fun, a pinch of folly, a sprinkling of play, and a heaping cupful of good humor. Pour love liberally into the whole and mix with vim. Cook thoroughly in a fervent heat. Garnish with a few smiles and a sprig of joy, then serve with quietness, unselfishness, and cheerfulness, and a happy new year is a certainty. And that's from Leaves of Gold. That is a recipe for a happy new year.
Now, if we could only follow that recipe, it makes so much sense.
Sounds simple, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. But you get along, April, May, and you've forgotten all of that.
True.
Yep. Love what you do, and it will be great. Love the world, and it will be beautiful. Love this day, and it will bring fulfillment. Love yourself, and you'll grow stronger. Love others, and they'll blossom. Love learning, and you'll be wise. Love a challenge, and you'll be skilled. Love the moments, and they'll propel you forward. Love the truth, and you'll understand. Love to make a difference, and you'll be admired. Love to be alive, and your life will be full. Love to work, and your work will bring true value. Love to play, and you'll experience true enjoyment. If you're going to do it, love it, and see how much better it makes you. No one achieves greatness by doing what they detest. If you're going to do it, if you're going to live it, love it. Think of how love can motivate you and inspire you like nothing else can. Tap into that great power with every passing moment. It's your life. Love it and make it great. Ralph Marston.
And we want to thank everybody for listening out there at KBRK 1430 AM in Brookings, South Dakota. Happy New Year from Mike and Kim here at The Good Stuff.